The temperatures are starting to let up now a little bit, but for a while there, it seemed like the cold stretch was set to maybe break records in parts of Wisconsin. For fun, people were freezing their pants in a standing up position and posing them for funny photos. So it's been that kind of cold. Some areas of the state are still dealing with snow. Snowfall totals in southeast Wisconsin between yesterday and today hit the double digits. Meanwhile, winter weather hit a lot of parts of the country that are not used to it. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What's the weather like in your neck of the woods? How are you dealing with it? How's your community dealing with it? If you're listening from out of the state and you're hit hard in a place that usually doesn't see this kind of cold and snow, love to hear from you and how you're doing. 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Tim Halbach is the Warning Coordination Meteorologist at the National Weather Service Milwaukee office. Tim, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I think people might be donating to some sort of weather fund to try to change this weather pattern up a little bit here.
I wouldn't mind. I might donate to something like that. Now, Tim, is this all a story of we hear about it? I think at some point everyone, which are the polar vortex.
Yeah, so that phenomenon's always there. It got some publicity back in 2014 when I think it got in the media a little bit. But it's basically a circulation that we have that's always up at the North Pole. And there's times where that thing gets kicked around a little bit. And when you get it to get off its axis and get a little bit south, that's where we get a lot of our cold surges from. And that's kind of what you're seeing this time. There's a part of it that broke south. And as you've been seeing in the news and around the United States, there's been quite a good surge of it going all the way down to the Gulf Coast. So it's something that is always around. It gets a little bit broader during the winter time just because of the cold that can build up there. But typically any of our big cold outbreaks are associated from when that surges southward.
What is it that makes the vortex, which, as you say, is always there, break loose more so one year or one part of a year than another? Do we know what the mechanism is that that shakes it up?
So you'll actually get some sort of warming on one side of it that gets it amplified. So if you ever are watching, the weather reports where they talk about the jet stream, when the jet stream is pretty flat and level, you don't really get a whole lot of terrible weather with it, just maybe some fast moving systems. But when it gets a little bit more amplified, where you get it to kind of sink to the south and it looks like it's got more kind of curves and bends to it, you get some more amplified weather systems. And when something like that happens, you can get some of these cold outbreaks where things get pulled down. So that's kind of what is happening with the polar vortex right now, where this chunk of cold air that's normally sitting right over the North Pole, all of a sudden gets kind of broken loose or starts getting a little bit wavy. It worked its way around, and you'll get parts of it that go over into Europe and Asia, and they'll have some cold weather over there. But for sometimes, if that chunk of cold air can get further south, then it ends up in our area. So we watch for it. It's something that we've always watched for with our forecasts when we're trying to see where this cold air is originating from. Always it's typically from one of those events where it breaks loose like that.
Now, we've had this long stretch of really quite cold weather here in Wisconsin. I was looking at some of the reporting on this. This is not unprecedented. We've seen this kind of thing in the past, but this isn't something, the duration of this cold weather is not something we see all the time. So where does it fit? How out there is this last, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, and that's, for this winter, actually, as a whole, we're even with this past couple of weeks of cold weather, our temperatures across the state have actually been fairly normal, actually in the northern part of the state, a little bit above normal still. So it's something that, in the record books, in terms of the longevity of it, normally you'll get this cold and maybe it's for like a day or two. Even back in the January to February of 2019, where we were having we had, I think, 2 or 3 days straight where the wind chills were in the negative 50s. That was only a few days. This has been for about 2 weeks straight, and it's just been a pattern that we've been stuck in where we've had that cold air in place, and you keep getting these reinforcing shots of cold air coming in. And that's another reason why you're seeing it so far to the south, getting down to even the Gulf of Mexico with this. So in terms of our record books, you know, we're not, I don't think we've broken too many records. Maybe, you know, there's a streak for longevity and being below 10 degrees or 0 degrees, but nothing, not too many records in our area. Same can't be said for further south, though.
We'll pick up our conversation about our cold weather streak we've been having here in Wisconsin and what's going on around the country with Tim Halbach, warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service's Milwaukee office. You can join in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234 on this cold weather. Your questions about how the weather is working. 800-642-1234 is the number. Let's bring on a caller now. Tom says he is backpacking here in Wisconsin. Tom, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, how is it out there, man?
It's fantastic. Years ago, I seen a sleeping bag that was 10 below, and 20 years ago, and now I've been camping the coldest weather the state's got to offer. The longer, the better. I've been out here for 3 days. My longest is 25 out of 28 days. I just can't get enough of it. I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm sitting here with my feet up next to the fire. I'm going to have steak on a stick tonight.
Sounds great. I'll join you for steak on a stick by the fire in a couple months. Tom, thank you so much. Best to you out there backpacking. Well, Tim, that's not for everybody. Talk about the precautions. This is, if we're not careful, like it sounds like Tom is, this is weather we have to take seriously, right?
Yeah, it's mainly with any like exposed skin, you know, your head, ears, any of the extremities, you know, wearing a mask actually is kind of nice right now. If you're outside, it kind of helps keep your face a little bit warmer. But the long exposure, obviously people that know if they're outside a lot, that's a key thing to just make sure that you're covered up and all that. And some of the times where we've seen that there's been people that have been injured or maybe, you know, have issues, it's when they maybe go outside and they think they're just going to briefly be outside, like going out to get the mail or something like that. And they slip and fall and get knocked out or something like that. And they end up being outside for longer than they're expecting to. So, you know, maybe in these extreme cold temperatures, if you're going out to check that mail, make sure that you've got your hat and you're dressed up for just, even if it's a short trip like that.
Tom, thanks a lot for the call. Enjoy the weather. Glad you're listening to us out there. So, Tim, let's look at states. Now, Texas getting hit hard. And I know sometimes it's like, oh, we're in the Midwest. Oh, it's not so bad down there. This is a big deal going on there. I mean, coal power plants, natural gas plants are being shut offline by the cold. Can you talk about what a big deal the kind of cold and snow they're having is doing for states that, you know, don't have the infrastructure in place for like states do that deal with it every year?
Yeah, it's a big issue. If you even just going like from St. Louis southward, those places, you know, if they get a snowstorm or something like that, they're not spending, you know, budgets on, you know, having a mound of salt on the other outside of town to be able to lay down when after the snow comes through. So they're just not built for it. And when it's a prolonged thing like this, it can be really impactful. So, you know, it's easy to make jokes like, oh, it must be nice to be in the 30s in Florida. I think Florida might actually be one of the only spots in the United States where it's warm right now. But I've got friends that are down in Texas that have been posting stuff about, you know, their power's been out for a long time and their temperature is about the same as what we have here. We're actually warmer right now that we're in the teens than what Oklahoma City is right now. So the places that aren't as used to it or have that infrastructure, it's going to be a bigger deal to them.
Let's look to the future a little bit now, Tim. For those states, the Texases and Oklahomas, are things going to warm up for them, hopefully, pretty soon?
Well, there's actually another winter storm that's going to be going through. And there's, depending on where you're at, more snow and actually pretty good bit of freezing rain that's going to turn into ice, I think, as you get closer to the Appalachians. So that's it's another knock for them down there. So anything that, you know, falls at this point, it's not good, but you're hopeful that the one good thing is that it looks like we are going to be in a slightly modifying warming trend going through next week. So hopefully that'll lift up and help the melting process.
All right. Well, best again to anyone down there listening. Hope things clear up for you safely soon. Now let's look, Tim, at our weather here in Wisconsin. What are we watching for over the next handful of days? And please say it's going to get warmer.
It's going to get warmer.
Yay. That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah. I mean, the good thing right now, the sun angle is good and our minutes by the day are increasing. So our normal highs and lows are going up and looking like we're into the 20s at least through the rest of this week and actually above normal, maybe going into next week where we're in the mid to upper 30s, maybe even, you know, crossing the 40 mark in a few spots. But I don't want to promise anything higher than that at this point. Everything is, you know, 20s are going to feel warm for a lot of people going into this next week.
All right. Now reaching into the longer term forecast, do we have projections on what kind of spring we might have? And I emphasize the word might. I know it's hard to lock down this early on.
Yeah, the trends are, I think, a little bit higher for the, you know, higher chances of having above normal temperatures going into the spring. But, you know, you could have one week where it's nice and warm and the next week would potentially snow. So I've lived here long enough that going into April, you can't let your guard down until you're maybe past April for some snow. And I know people hate to hear that, but I've seen it enough the past couple of years.
I do my civic duty. I leave that snow shovel out till well into May because I know once I bring it in, it'll snow again.
Yeah, and I don't change my winter tires until I think May or mid-May, something like that. Yep.
Tim, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
No problem. Thanks, Rob.
Tim Halbach is the Warning Coordination Meteorologist at the National Weather Service's Milwaukee office. He talked with us today about the cold that's been hitting Wisconsin for quite a while now and where the weather is headed, plus a look at states that don't usually get this kind of weather, getting it and lots of it.